No, we're in the Moke Hills. Vahainu shoge korgo onus. Either poshea tembe, either poshea tembezes, or lochaiva upper abad worm. Who shoge potamidal worm, the shavas ripo. You were an ocean, it's an army. Okay. It says now. Umil. But onus termim the chayin of ben nezek and she'eno onus gomur. Or she also evan b'cheiko. It's a gemara. Let's say, and I had a stone in my lap. I didn't know it. I fell asleep like this, and someone put something in my lap, and I get up and it falls down, and no clue it was there. I mean, a chayin. He says. So what someone may have viewed that as an onus gomor. No, it's gomor. Before I stand up, I have to check myself. Onus gomor means something I have absolutely no control over. I could b'chlal not have done anything to prevent it, and no clue that there's something to do to prevent it. It's onus gomor. Hod Yerushalmi, quotes Yerushalmi. It says, what's the pshat in Yerushalmi? Shem Borat still potter the Amor, potter the Chsiv, and now I'm Sasada. Walks in, and the Mokhi also tells us a massive Chiddush. We're going to have to understand this Chiddush. This goes to the heart of a lot of things in Baba Kama. Odom and Mazik is portable on his gomer, but on his sasa. The number of levels to the portable on our sasa dover. On our sasa dover can tell you there's no onish. You take a look, there's no onish whatsoever. No onish. Get an onsh. But that would imply, what is this implying? If we understand that this level of, that implies an order mamazik normally is chayiv as an onish for in a avera. And then we always have to look in terms of averus. That's one possibility. Now, if you take a look, for instance, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. What does the Rambam say in Sefer HaMitzvos? When the Ara Losas Adover is a Losasay, for what? Not to give an onesh for an avera. The Ramban jumps on him. Here we're getting into the heart of a lot of things. And all of this comes, we're going to come back to haunt us when we're trying to figure out why it is that an Adam HaMazik is chayav. No. Not true. The Naralo Sasadovo tells me it's not an Avera. It's what's called a Shlilo. What's the difference between a lo sase and a shlilo? Lo sase, sometimes the word lo can mean do not do it. Sometimes it's a shlilo, it takes me a fact. It's a fact. The lo sase don't mean, and because there is no aveira, of course there is no ownership. So according to the Rambam, it's very, very clear. It's a din in onshin. Now, is there a Chumash Rashi here? The Mishpat. Kiyiftach ishbar, or kiyichre ishbar velo yechasen. And offer shomer shavachamo. So Rashi says, Chazal asks a question. It's a Tosus and Baba Kama that bears on the Aleph. Look at it. Ima Kriya Chayav al Psycho. Means if I undo a bore, I'm Chayav. If I create a bore, I'm Chayav. So the Gemara says, Ima Psycho Chayav al Kriya Lokal Shkai. And the Kanchen Onchen Menadim. If we take a look, Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Matzvah Olzu Vazu Sheyesh Meruach Chayim. Last 3 lines. Umechilm Tanya. Kiev Taki Yicha. Al Psycha Chayla Krilo Kolshkin. Mabad Chashan Shem Boban Maradim. So, what is it? One of the parts of the definition of a bar is Shalom Bishos. Well, I'm getting you into a Masechta. I'll give you a different Maram Akomos just to get you oriented. On the Vavam and Aleph, what does it say? Last 2 lines, Malabor Shekin Lo Bishus. It's not bishus. To be creative bore, I have to do something I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to throw something in the rishus of rabbi. That's how I think someone got hurt. I can dig a hole there. I can't break a bottle there with glass all over the place. Now, there's a concept of bal hamazik. What I mean about Amasek? There's a pasuk that says, "Ki yiftach yishbor o ki yichre yishbor v'lo yechasenu v'nofal shom v'shalachavon." Bal haboy yishalei.
כסף לא יושב לבעל הבן, מייסיה לא. Now this word Baal Habor, what does it mean? We're going to spend a good few months trying to understand that word. But it means, among other things, there's something called Baal HaMazik. There are different mazikim. Baal HaMazik is who is the person responsible for this object that can damage. This is the Baal HaEsh, this is the Baal HaMazik. There's a Baal HaShor, there's a Baal HaEsh, there's a Baal HaBor. Or the Mazik, that's myself. Myself. There's a Baal HaMazik. So, Tosis is telling me a very simple thing. That becoming a Baal HaBor is an onesh for what? For doing something Shalobah Shalom. doing something shalom bishus of creating a boar, what's the onesh? I'm the Baal HaBor. So what will happen if I'm walking with Shusha Rab and I'm carrying a whole bunch of bottles, and someone sticks out his foot and trips me, it all comes crashing on the ground with glass all over the ground. Do I become a Baal HaBor? So the Gemara says, Valanara lo sasa bobor. No. I'm an onus. Yeah. In the end, I'm the one who threw it on the ground. But someone tripped me and pushed me on the ground. So the Gemara here says, "V'anayra lo sasa dovor." Or it has a different. I'm carrying. The Gemara has a different case. Well, let's take the Gemara's case. I have a big jug of water, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a perfect jug of water. And all of a sudden, boom, something happens to it, cracks and falls over the place. So the Gemara says here, Kol Chas Amid Beis. Nifshira, Afilu Ozna B'yodo. They had these jugs with these little two handles on it. I'm holding the handle on my shoulder, and poof, something happens, bang, it goes crashing down. My response was, Gemara says, well, no, I will also say, blah, blah. Hochas on the base of the bottom. Becoming a Baal HaBor is an onish for the Asiyas HaBor. And if there is an Asiyas HaBor bonus, I don't get an onish. So the words, when we use an Aro Sasadova, very often what are we talking about? An onish. And if that's what the Nemuke Yosef is talking about, he's telling me a very simple fact. What's the fact he's telling me? That when a mazik makke behemah yeshamena, a mazik pays. Why is he paying? Because he did an avera, and the avera is machayev him to pay. And but an onus, not machayev you in any onus. That's one simple way of understanding. Now. But our Sasadova is not only exclusively. That would make life very simple. This young man's chasna, a certain gentleman came up to me, Thank God, not from Torah's Moshe. Okay. Has to talk to me at learning. Fine. Good. What do you want to talk about? He has a Rashi in Ksubis. And this is what an Asbel is. Who told you that? We're in a dorm, just the opposite. No, this is what it is about. And everything. Okay. So, what's the Gemara in the dorm I was referring to? Gemara in the dorm I was referring to says as follows. I make a Tanai. And the Tanai is that I'm going to give you something by a certain date. And if I don't give you by that date, then there's a certain consequence. And I'm coming, and I come to the bridge, above the bridge. So I was mevatel the Tanai. Why? Nothing to do with me. There was no bridge that I could cross the river. Where it says, an asshole suffered. That has nothing to do with Averis, nothing to do with anything. So all of a sudden people jump up and say, wait a second. Maybe Lanasu Sardorba has a second meaning. That an onus cannot be Machayev you on anything, independent of having nothing to do with Averis. Maybe. So that's one of two ways of understanding the Mukayot. He's talking either about Avera or general, because this is really what the Pasuk L'Naro Sasadov is all about. That there is no onesh for an Avera bonus. Now, the Ramban says it means no Avera bonus. So Reb Chaim says, apparently according to the Rambam, it is an Avera bonus, just as in an Onsh. Reb Chaim had a very simple raya. What's the raya? We're coming to Yom Kippur. Al chet shechotonu lufanecha ba'ones u'beratzon. Wait one second. What's that ba'ones doing there? If ones is not a ma'is Avera, why do I call it a chet? It's true. A chet shechotonu lufanecha ba'ones u'beratzon. Chaim has a string of proofs that no, it is Avera, but no onesh. Or onesh not machayev you in anything. So we don't have an absolute proof at this point from the Nemukei Yosef exactly how he understood the machayev of Adam HaMasek. Some people want to jump, onesh, wait one second. I told this young man it is chasna. He was convinced. How convinced him? Okay. So how would the Mukhe, but you Mukhe, now also, we saw yesterday, who also is of the opinion that an owner is Gomer is Potin or Ramamazik? Ram says, I go up a ladder, and it seems to be a strong ladder. I say, yeah. I do all the checking, it's a strong ladder. And there's one rung there that cannot, is certain, something inside it that I couldn't have checked. And I'm a normal 180-pound guy, and I come crashing down. Ram says, no, let's go. I'm in a Shemayim. So the two of them agree. The Rambam never mentions whatsoever anything to do with Averis, Lanar or Sasadova. No. Where does the reference? Where does the Rambam mention Lanar or Sasadova by Onshin? Very simple. Let's say an honest comes up to me you know, to do an Avera, Avera Sar Gila Rayas and Shvichos Dome. I'm not allowed to listen to him. Yeah, but let's say, I'm not strong enough. I bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Do I get an onus? Well, I didn't have a, I wasn't allowed to listen to this person. Lanar lo sasadot. I'm perikagels. No onus for it. A maisaba onus. I did not want to do either mina shemayim, something happened, or someone forced me to do it against my will. Both versions of onus. Anachai. This is no. So we have to hold on for a while. Until we get to Daf Chof Chesom at Beis, when we're going to do it in a little more detail, when the Gemara talks about Asiyas Habor Ba'onis, and then we'll be able to expand. But right now, I just set you up to understand what onus is about. Okay, and we have Mukhe Yosef. Now, let's continue reading. Now, what is the marker that he uses to say that onus gomer is not? He uses the Yerushalmi. If I go to sleep and someone puts something next to me, I'm an onus gomer. Interesting. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam's case is going up a ladder. And when he comes to going to sleep with someone next to me, that doesn't say that's onus min hashamayim. He doesn't use that logic for some reason. It's not his example. Okay. What I said is what we're going to continue to the Mishnah, the Tosfos here on the base. Mishnah says, "Hameniach zakai b'shus harabim." I have a big pitcher of water in Rishus harabim. Ubo achav and iskalba v'shibra potter. Okay. And the Gemara goes on and on with this. What case are we talking about? Where it says, am I potter? Iboy le luna mesa. Look, we're going. Amr de Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Mali versus Rav, Kul Chofios. No. What does he say? Aminiach is a kabbishus rabocha, veniskabov, shibra potter. Someone puts a con reshus harabim, and I go trip and I break it. I'm potter. Where it says, why am I potter? Adam hamazik, Adam muadol, and ben er ben yashim, and onus ben ratzim. Should be chayiv. I'm the bear of Mishmei the Rabbi. I should look where I'm going. So don't. Who told you to trip on it? Don't trip on it. Don't break it. Don't trip on it. Walk around it. We go. Malay is a Rav and Kul Chavis. Tells me a very important yisod. We'll get to this in detail. I'm really on the way to get somewhere else in the Gemara. I fill a Shus Rabim, so I have one of choice. Either walk through and break his stuff. I have a right to walk on Shus Rabim. And he's preventing me from the right to walk on Shus Rabim. What do? I can walk through and break the whole thing. Or it's not, I have my right, and therefore I can just walk straight through. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar Ba'afei Lashonu, it's dark. It's dark. I didn't see it. The other one was Karen Zomis. I said a corner, I turned the corner, I bump into it, I didn't have a chance to see it. No. So now we have litosis. There's a major, this tosis will consume us for a few days now. Tosis, now, that means I'm walking in a place, it's dark at night, there are no street lights and nothing, and there's someone thinking of just around, I step on it and I break it. I'm an onus. So this is way what second Tosa says. I thought we just saw on the page before onus is chayev. So here it says onus is bottom. Now, Tosis comes into our first machlokas, we see. Niska posheya or niska onus. What does that mean? I'm walking and I trip. I do something. Am I considered a posheya or an onus? Now, that is a very interesting machlokas. We'll have to take a look at the Gemara. I'll just outline what it is. Now the question is, what's Machlokas HaMetzius? Not a Machlokas HaMetzius. What it boils down to is a Gemara later on. I have one. Right now we're going to explore the entire idea of Onos and Orem HaMazik. The Gemara says as follows. You have an expert shocha, tabachuman, and he's shachting, he's the perfect. Well, it happens, kilkel. He made a mistake. The animal ended up being in the vavim. Wait a second, there's a loss of money. It's a massacre. Where it says, depends on this kaposhe and this kaposhe. He didn't trip. It means as follows. I walk down the street. Normally I walk down the street. Do I have a trip? I drop down the street. Here, once, who knows when. I trip on my shoelace, I trip on my foot. Something happens. What is that? That means it's something I do 100% of the time. I do it 100%. I do it all the time. But I'm a human being. Sometimes a human being makes a mistake. That 1 in 100 times a person does something regularly and makes a mistake. Do we just look at that in different? Oh yeah, that time was a posher. Or do I look at globally? This is something, every human being sometimes makes a mistake. So but that 1 in 100 times that every human being makes a mistake, how do I view it as an onus? That is how we will take a look and see on other please comment. I tripped on my walking down the trip. I tripped on my shoe. I tripped on my foot. I did something myself. Not that I tripped on something that happened to have been there. That's the first thing. Here we're talking about something else. Biafelo. Okay. Lo nisko b'shum tov. Avo hoche she nisko machmas hamichsho. Lo yiboy leil. And he didn't have to look honest. I'm an honest. That means, what is Tosfos to say? Yiboy leil yune umeisel. Well, it says no. And the word is going to end there when you're on the spawn of the cross. I have a right to walk in the Rosh Hashanah without checking everything under my feet. For instance, someone puts some sort of a keli in Rosh Hashanah and I'm driving down the Rosh Hashanah. I drive over the keli and I smash the keli. Am I a mazik or not? I have a right to go to Rosh Hashanah. I can't be checking everything right in front of me. Oh, what's there? Something big I can't drive straight into it. But let's say someone put my watch down on the Rosh Hashanah. And someone else comes, drives over the watch and breaks the watch. He has a right to walk on the Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't have to have some sort of camera right in front of him checking that there are no such objects in the Rosh Hashanah. No. And if I break that, and if I drive on that watch, I would not. I, Tosa says, but why is Onus Patur? So, he says, we just said, back here, Chav Avam Ed Beis, Onus is Chayev. Right? Tosa's Kash. That's what came. I said, oh. He puts down on his gomel, Rabbi Rachman, Yerushalmi Potter. Where's he coming from? He's coming from the Yerushalmi. Chaim goes a basra. Okay, I'll stop here. What I want you to do is as follows. And now, into the first thing I said. This Tosis is a critical Tosis. Tosis is asking a stira between Chav Vav Amud Beis and Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And we have to go through the Tosis. The Tosis is different examples. Tosis has a klal that, let's see, what Tosis is a klal? We'll have to see, does that agree with the Rambam and the Mokei Yosef's Klal. And then the one who's, we'll have to see the various Rishon. The Rishon, who says that an Adam Amazir Chayev under all circumstances, no matter what, is the Ramban. B'Metziyat HaPebes. He gives an extreme example. I've gone to sleep on my roof and an unpredicted tornado comes, lifts me up, throws me 10 miles, and I go smashing through someone's window. Could be, and he said, I feel sorry, Shalom, no matter what. Chayev, Makim Behemi, Shalom, no. Okay. And we're going to have to understand, this is going to be the Pesach that we understand what Rav Mazik is about, what Chovel is about, and what all sorts of other things about.